And here we are, posting on Twitter, finally remembering, just paste what I did for the thing. It is day 6 of NaNoWriMo, and I'm feeling very strange today, because I have a lot of energy, and I realized it's been so long since I've had creative energy for something. I literally forgot what it felt like. I've had to put... Yes, I'm feeding my dogs right now. I've had to put an awful lot of this year into finishing two projects that should have been finished earlier. And so by the time I was done with that, I was just absolutely spent. And then today, I felt good. I went out. I did some shopping prep for some crafty things that I'm doing. And I'm doing so horribly. It's great. One thing I've discovered when you make your living as a creative, it's really nice to have something creative that you do that no one can judge you for. So... that's why I don't mind that all the stuff I'm making really sucks. Because it's for me. So it is day 6 of NaNoWriMo. My name is Merle Lafferty. If you haven't checked me out before, I am doing this on the Wisdom app. There may be some of you listening to the podcast later going, of course I know who you are. I subscribe to your podcast. But no, I'm doing this live on the Wisdom app, wisdom.audio, if you want to catch me next time. And... just talking about NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, the month in which we write 50,000 words. Am I at 50,000 words? No, of course not. The month just started, but I'm also not at today's goal, which is the big 10,000 word mark. I'm at about half that. Had a couple of slow writing days. Perhaps today, instead of going out and doing things, I probably should have stayed in and written, but I really had the energy to go out, and that's a new feeling. So I've been doing that. Specifically, what I want to talk about to help you guys out, because that's what I do. I do this podcast to help out. I do my daily podcast to help out people doing NaNoWriMo. I've done it many, many times, but my Patreon supporters say they wanted it again because they just like having the support, even though I don't have a whole lot of new stuff to say, but someone new might be listening. So, rewards and snacks. These are important. I remembered this at the last minute when I was at the grocery store and was kind of mad at myself because I because I had a specific snack I wanted and I'd almost forgotten to get any of them. And as it was, the very specific thing I like is pretzel M&Ms, which my grocery store did not have. It was tragic. No, the snacks are important. The tea is important. The coffee is important. Whatever gets you to sit down and tell your brain, it's writing time, and I can't do anything else. I got to get the writing done. That is what you need. It is the month to... indulge yourself when you have what may be considered a weird affectation regarding your creative soul. No, this time is, you give into it. You just say, okay, if I need peanut M&Ms to write, I'm going to get some freaking peanut M&Ms. I try to limit them to one M&M per 100 words. That works. I have a friend who's all paleo or keto, or I don't know what he's doing now, but he was a CrossFitter type guy. And he told me he does grapes. He likes the idea. So he started doing a grape for every 100 words, whatever works. I say it sounds ridiculous and it is a little ridiculous, but I'm saying it because you might be able to find a weird little reward that works for you. So look for it. You know, there is the whole like, oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine when I'm done writing. I'm talking about stuff that keeps you going in the middle. And I don't know how all those great writers who are famed to be very functional alcoholics did it, because drinking to me is like, at the end of the day, I get to relax my brain now. So sitting down with a glass of wine to write is not something that I can do. But hey, if it works for you, great. But just try to find a thing. In 2006, Cory Doctorow told me that he did not like tying his writing to any sort of ritual, not music, not a place, not a smell, not tea, not coffee, because he reasoned he wants to be able to write wherever he is. If he's in the airport and the flight's delayed, he can get a chapter done. And I thought that was great for a long time. And now I'm starting to see that, you know, I'm pretty much discovering everything in life. Absolutes are not right for me, which is, it's nice to have a routine, but it is also nice to be able to write wherever you are. So I'm trying to, you know, if I have the routine, I'm going to do the routine. If I don't have the routine, that's okay too. I'll just find a way to get some words done. But if you are able to grab yourself a treat or a snack or some sort of reward, you can do a day in Stardew Valley if you have, that's like 15 minutes. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, you could give yourself, if you're disciplined enough, you can give yourself like 5 minutes of a video game for every 20 minutes you write or something. For me, I would not appreciate the distraction, because I would then be thinking about the video game once I sat back down to write again. So that wouldn't work for me. I'm just throwing ideas out. But find the reward that works for you, because they can be helpful. They can. So I'm going to go count out 20 M&Ms, because I got a lot of writing to do to start catching up to that major day. If I do 2,000 words a day, I should have figured this out before I came online. I'm on my 5. Now I can't do the math in my head. If I do 2,000 words a day, I can catch up. I know that. So that's my new goal. When I couldn't hit 1,667 before, I'm now going for 2,000, because that's how you deal with missing a milestone. You make the next one harder. Yeah, okay, it doesn't make any sense, but I don't care, because I'm actually having a good day. It's a weird, weird feeling. Not that the other days were bad, it's just this one's so much better. It's weird. Anyway, so if you are listening to this later, which I assume most of you are, next time, I'll be doing it on Wisdom. I'm going to be trying to do it either around 10:30 Eastern Standard Time or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because if I go at 1 p.m., then Valerie Valdez can join me. But I would love to have some writers come on and chat with me, because that's one reason I'm using the Wisdom app, because it's cool. We have a guest waiting. We'll see what he's up to. Ramon, hey, hi, there. Welcome.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. So let me try to get my
little setup so I can actually hear you.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm not actually able to hear you. This is so weird. Anyway, I've been playing around with the audio thing here.
Right.
But yeah, I'm writing. I love National Novel Writing Month. So you've declared your project, and you're writing every day?
Oh, yeah. I'm not hitting the goal every day, but I'm writing every day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I write in the romance space, clean and wholesome romance with a partner. We've gotten 6 novels written so far.
And, that's fantastic.
I'm doing something a little bit different, and I didn't hear anybody talking about this on National Novel Writing, you know, like on the forums or anything, but I'm actually writing serial fiction this time. I'm doing something totally different than I've done in the past with Vella. And I'm just curious, have you seen Vella? Any thoughts about Vella? Have you done serial fiction? And I'm curious, like, what topic are you writing about?
Okay. I have seen Vela. My thoughts are basically, it's with the Kindle Unlimited program. You have to have your books in that, correct? Which means you can't put them anywhere else.
Well, as far as I know, you don't, it's not like Kindle Unlimited. It's like a different program, because I know about Kindle Unlimited because I have books in Kindle Unlimited. But this one is, Vela is a unique platform where you're releasing one episode or one chapter at a time.
Oh, and, yeah, I understand that. I just meant, I thought it was in the same rules as Kindle Unlimited,
Okay. It's the same rules.
Yeah, so I have done I'm sorry, there's a little echo on your end.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know how to fix it. I'm trying to fix it now.
Right. So, yeah, I have done serial fiction before. It was before I was published, I was doing a lot of stuff in the podcast spaces, and we had decided that serial fiction would be a fun idea to do. And so there were a handful of us back in 07 and 06 that were doing serialized fiction, but in audio format. So, yes, I have done it before. I've been interested in trying out Vela. I just kind of chafe a little bit at the inability to publish anywhere else. Although, let's be honest, the Amazon Kindle is where I make most of my self-pub money. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What category? Maybe you said it when I was my audio.
Oh, no, I forgot that part. No, I'm a science fiction writer.
Okay. Awesome. Like Trekkie or like some like specific aspect or version of it? Other version of science fiction, like time travel or something like that?
I'm doing murder mysteries in space currently.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah. So that's awesome. So has that been your primary topic over the years?
No. I've just been trying to sell whatever my publisher wants me to. So I did some urban fantasy, and then they didn't want me to continue in urban fantasy. So I pitched this murder mystery among clones that I thought up, and they liked that one. And then I did some IP work. So I did a Star Wars novel, and I did a Minecraft novel for middle grade. And now I'm back doing another murder mystery series in a different world than my first murder mystery.
But, yeah, that's so cool.
So yeah, it's basically what the publishers, what I pitch that they are into right now is the murder mystery. So that's what I'm doing.
So you're doing like self-pub stuff, and you're doing conventional publisher stuff too?
Yes. Yes. I've published self-pubbed a lot of the stuff I released during podcasts about a decade ago or so. And then since about 2013, it's been traditional publishing.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Like, yeah, I know a lot of friends and writers and clients of mine over the years, they've had that debate, between like for you, what's been the biggest difference between the self-pub and the conventional plug? Has it just been about marketing and distribution for you, or are there other benefits that you've found?
Like, well, benefits of traditional go into professional editing, which I know I could pay for, but actually it's the professional everything. When you self-pub, you have to take on those roles, all of those roles. And if you don't take on those roles, you have to be a project manager and hire people to do those roles for you. Mm-hmm. So that kind of holds me back. And then I like larger advances instead of a couple hundred dollars a month. However, if I did better than the self-pub option of getting paid monthly instead of twice a year would be more attractive. So they both have their up points and down points. And if I, right now I'm working on a for NaNoWriMo, I'm working on a sort of, what is it? Like project of my heart. There's nobody wants this. Nobody's contracted me for this. I just figured I would try my hand at a little bit of a psychological thriller. So I'm just playing around in that space for NaNoWriMo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really interesting. It's really interesting. Well, I just wanted to touch in as a guest and just support you and meet a fellow writer and just hang out a few minutes. And this is awesome.
Well, I am delighted you did. You're the first person to come on that knows what National Novel Writing Month is. So it's been, that's really cool. Tell me a little bit more about you, the books you and your partner write.
And they're clean and wholesome romance books. They're Hallmark mm-hmm. style. Yeah, they're kissing books. you know, they're stories. Our stories are a little bit different in the sense of they're diverse characters. But they're that classic Hallmark storyline. In fact, we're working on a script right now for Hallmark type film, and so they're the Hallmark style with a bit of drama and diverse characters that you know you might not necessarily see on channel, and so people you know. So we're starting to explore even the possibility in serial fiction because I like the idea that I could create a world and that we would.
I'm losing you.
Is kind of
can you repeat yourself because you cut out for a second?
Go ahead.
Can you repeat yourself? You cut out for a second. Oh. I didn't get most of what you said.
Yeah, yeah. What I was saying is I thought maybe it would be cool with serial fiction, you know, where you can release an episode or a chapter at a time to be able mm-hmm. to create a world or a setting. And, you know, maybe there are 200 episodes in it. Five main characters that show up throughout the, you know, throughout the journey. So
you're doing a soap opera.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, I think that serial fiction in the Velo market is a little bit like episodic television. And I thought, wow, I've always, you know, been interested in writing episodically. And so I thought, well, you know, serial fiction might be a good way, you know, to do that and explore it.
That's really cool. Are you solely self-published?
Yes.
Okay. I figured since you were exploring the Velo option, that's really cool because there's so many romance authors I know a lot of romance authors who make a lot doing the self-pub because romance, nobody reads faster than romance readers.
Yeah.
I knew somebody who gave herself carpal tunnel because she was trying to keep up with her fans. But yeah, so it sounds like you guys have something really great going. Can you share any of your titles? I mean, I certainly don't mind supporting you.
Yeah, I made a commitment to my writing partner not to like give out my pen name or anything like that.
But it's a pen name, of course.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a pen name.
That's a shame because then you can,
the
like,
new stuff. Yeah, yeah, the new stuff will be a pen name I can share.
Okay. But,
you know, the thing of it is that romance. I think romance was the like I like mysteries. Like I'm a big Hercule Poirot fan.
And, cool. Ramon, we're about to lose you in about 10 seconds. If you want to come back on, would love that.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll just like, you know, count it down. 3, 2.
Yeah. 1. Yeah. This is the bad side of the whole wisdom thing is you get into a conversation. You're like, oh, wait, no, come back. Yeah. So bringing Ramon back. No, what'd I do? Oh, I denied you. I'm sorry, Ramon. Can you come back, please? I did not mean to do that. That's another downside. Is there, oh, no. Okay. So first, I don't know what I've done. This seems too difficult. Ramon, I did not mean to kick you out. I would love it if you would come back. That is the downside of writing under a pen name is the promotion aspect. So that's interesting. I'll give Ramon a little bit more time. Would love to talk to him. I really did not mean to hit whatever button I hit that denied the guest coming on. But if I don't get him back on, Ramon, if you can hear me, I would love to have you another time. I'm doing this every day in November. But yeah, the romance self-pub is fascinating because romance readers are just voracious and dedicated. You know, you find an author you like, the romance authors will, romance writers, I can't say it, romance fans will follow an author very far. Ramon, I'm going to ask one more time. Could you please come back? I did not mean to cut you out. I'm sorry. No. I think he's good. Yay. Okay. Hit the check mark, not the X. Yeah. The X is kind of, you know, the X is really, really not, it's hard to see the X. And I was jabbing my finger at the check mark and I guess I just hit the X. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. But really great to connect with you. It's like, I think Wisdom is, the app has been acting kind of crazy today. So
yeah, I've noticed the same thing. But you were talking about the pen name and your new pen name and what you can't say and what you can say.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because, you know, at first I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know, you know, I was okay with like, okay, we're going to keep our pen name secret. Okay, I was okay with that because initially I was like, yeah, I probably don't want my buddies knowing that I'm writing romance. But then I, you know, it's like the point I think you were making before I like clicked off the app to see if it would reset itself. I'm doing some new stuff where I'm creating a new pen name with this episodic fiction where I'm actually going to, you know, widely promote that pen name. And so it's just kind of been an interesting, you know, interesting journey with it. But you're right. Romance is a super lucrative market. And I was a big mystery fan, love like Hallmark mysteries and, yes, and Hercule Poirot. I've watched every single Hercule Poirot episode ever made. Yes. And but that audience is just not as responsive. And I think a lot of writers make the mistake of writing to themselves. And I think mm-hmm. there's, from a creative perspective, that sounds sexy and attractive. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like, what does the market want to buy from you? And, you know, if you want to be a popular writer, that's, you know, it's kind of what you do, like what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I have another podcast. It's on hiatus now, but I did with a good friend of mine. We called it Ditch Diggers because just like if you're a working writer, you can't afford writer's block. So we're just like, ditch diggers can't afford ditch digger block. So we called it Ditch Diggers for working writers. And yeah, mm-hmm. if you want to be making money, you need to write something that people want to read. That's yeah. just like economics. And I know a lot of people who really, really love the art of it, bristle at that, but it's the truth. If you want to feed yourself, that's how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think it's, you know, it's, That point that you're making applies, I think, at a broader context to almost anything that you're doing. There's a lot of people who, you know, maybe they're coaches or they're consultants or maybe they're doing freelance. And I remember putting something up, I think it was a tweet where I said, you know, sell what people want to buy. Ego will keep you broke, you know. And,
yeah.
you know, I think it's true of writers, it's true of everyone in the creative and inspire for a living space. So, yeah, but like I said, I just wanted to tap in and just applaud you. I mean, you know, writing is work. I mean, people think like, you know, it's like some magical muse dust on you. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's actually work and it takes a commitment and it's awesome. So I just wanted to applaud you and encourage you and support you in your Wisdom journey. So are you coming on to Wisdom, you know, each of the days?
Yeah, I've been doing a daily podcast for my audience for a while now.
Wow,
but
awesome.
I mean, during NaNoWriMo, just others, I don't do it every single day, but
yeah, that's cool.
Sorry. But yeah, during November, I try to do it. And then I just got introduced to the Wisdom app when it launched. And I thought, well, this might be an interesting test because yeah. I could download it and take it to I could download it and take it back to my podcast feed so I can have a live guest and then put it out. So, that's what I'm doing.
Probably interview here and then, you know, just pipe it into your podcast.
Yep. That's the plan. That's
awesome. Hey, well, have a great rest of your day. Enjoyed connecting with you here.
Yeah, me too. When you get your pen name, tell me about it. I'd love to help promote. And also, good luck with NaNoWriMo and serial stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great connecting.
Okay, take care.
You're welcome.
And I am going to sign off, folks. We have, it is the 10,000 word day. I hope you're there. I hope you're close. And if you're not, that's okay. Just keep going. Because you should be writing.